Freeform Radio. Freeform Radio. WMFO. Medford.
There we go.
We're back.
Good morning.
Good morning, Medford.
Good morning, Medford. Here we got Zoe and Jane back and better than ever.
Mm-hmm.
We took a little break last semester.
It's been
a year. No.
A year. Like 9 months.
About.
A while.
About.
It's been since last spring semester, so we're so happy to be back.
Welcome back, and we're going to kick off with some hits from the Grammys, if ever anyone watched the Grammys last night, 2 nights ago.
Yeah, Jade, what did you think of the Grammys?
Well, just to update our fans, so Zoe and I have now graduated to off-campus living, so we watched the Grammys on our couch in the new house, and what I think, Miley, hilarious.
Amazing.
Taylor's release or announcement.
Crazy.
New album.
And we were just talking about how it was so cool that Tracy Chapman was there, because I don't know if you guys know this, but she did go to Tufts and.
A jumbo.
She's a jumbo and she used to perform on WMFO.
In this seat.
Yeah.
Right here. This room.
Right here, where we are. And look where she ended up. So there's hope for us.
Yeah, so if you see us at the Grammys in a couple years, you knew us when.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we'll play some music, and then we have a lot of very exciting announcements coming up today.
Mm-hmm.
Big changes.
All right. See you in a second.
Yeah. Wait, no.
We were gold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't, built a home and watched it burn. I didn't wanna leave you, baby. cry, but then remembered
to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She
wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school, and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone. Be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Still drinking late at the bar. See more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. I don't know how to feel.
So that was Billie Eilish.
Yeah. And wait, what did we last play then? Wait.
Billie Eilish.
No, before that.
Was it?
And Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Or did we introduce that already?
Whatever. But those were some of the Grammy hits that we heard.
Yeah.
And they're all pretty great.
Mm-hmm. And in the interlude, Zoe and I got a little distracted because we were talking about a prominent topic. This is Olivia Rodrigo. Did she win anything?
She did not. But she got nominated for a lot with this song.
Yeah.
Although I think she had way better songs in her album. But
what's your favorite? I think mine is Lacey.
Lacey is so good.
Maybe we'll play.
But I liked her last album a little better.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Agreed. Anyway. So Zoe was explaining to me that in one of her classes, she uses a lot of AI and ChatGPT and DALL-E, like the image software. So we were creating images of two, and we could post them later.
Yeah.
Or we could. Just wait for our big announcement. But we were making two college girls in the morning on a Wednesday at Tufts at a radio show. And
it did a great job.
Strangely accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Down
it's so
to
fun.
The colors.
Yeah. I think it's so cool when professors are like, oh, AI is actually a tool you can use. Because I feel like a lot of people are going to start using it for their jobs. And
what class is that you're using?
It's called the Art of Business Campaigns, I think. It's like a marketing class, but it's in the film department. So we're learning a lot about like commercials and how people make pitches for commercials and how commercials get made. And then we're making our own commercials. But yeah, it's really cool. We had to make like an ad agency.
Do you have a favorite commercial?
Favorite commercial? Ooh, good one. I love the Snickers one where, I forgot the actor's name, but it's like he's in the Brady Bunch and he's like a really big, like gruff actor. And he's like, Mom, I'm the blah, 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 like, blah, 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 did this. And then the mom is like, you're not you when you're hungry. And then
it's cute. That's a
good one. Or the Nike Serena Williams one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know that one.
Yeah, yeah.
What about you? Have any top commercials?
Can't think, but this could be a topic for next week post Super
Bowl. Oh, best Super Bowl commercials. I'm so excited for the Super Bowl. What about you?
So excited.
So excited. Yeah. Who are you rooting for?
Chiefs. Taylor.
T-Swizzle.
Who are you rooting for?
I don't know. I do like the 49ers, and I like their quarterback. I think he's got a nice story. He was like the last pick in the draft.
And look at him now.
And he's only like 24.
Wow. That is a nice
story. I think it's a nice story. And I think the Chiefs just, the 49ers haven't, I don't know. I feel like the Chiefs have a reign going on. So I'm always rooting for the underdog.
Fair.
But if Taylor Swift is there, I don't know.
More importantly, what are we going to snack for the Super Bowl? let's give them a top five. I feel like we've done this before.
We
like,
definitely have.
A year ago.
Probably like the same like this, Grammys and Super yeah. Bowl conversation.
It's a great week to tune in. Oh, good song.
Oh.
This
nice.
Is,
this must be from a great playlist.
Yeah. okay, yeah, so top Super Bowl foods.
Wings.
Wings is a classic. Mild, medium, hot, buffalo, barbecue.
Barbecue.
God, hot take.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What's your favorite? What, like buffalo?
Yeah, like mild.
All right.
Ranch or blue cheese?
Not blue cheese, I'll tell you that.
She'll tell me that.
I don't know. There's one thing about me. I like most foods. Like, there are very few foods that I don't like. Blue cheese is my least favorite food in the whole world.
Wow. Like blue cheese dressing or blue cheese itself?
Anything blue cheese flavored.
Gorgonzola?
Isn't that just fancy blue cheese?
Some types of blue cheese?
Some types of blue cheese.
Wow. So what? Even if it's like crumbled on top of like a salad or...
I can't do it. It just like overpowers everything.
Fair. It's an acquired taste.
It is. I feel like you love blue cheese.
I like blue cheese. Yeah.
Wait. This is not related.
Wait.
But Jane has been on her own little side quest this semester.
Yeah, let them know.
Making pickles.
I've started fresh my pickling pickles, journey.
And they're so good.
Yeah.
They're well, so good.
So I've only had one completed batch so far, and it was called Debut. And... the brine for that, I'm not going to disclose everything because some of it's secret recipe, but the basics were water, vinegar, salt, sugar, peppercorn in debut, boil the brine, let it cool, toss in my pickles, or the Persian cukes from Trader Joe's, let it sit in the brine in the refrigerator for 9 days, and when we brought them out... They were amazing.
Amazing.
They were good. And
they
that
were
was just
so
debut.
Good. That was just debut.
And
so
then,
much potential.
And last night, I started round two, hot pick, which is, can't disclose the secret ingredient, but in 9 days we'll know. It's a bit spicier. My fans requested a spicy pickle. And also the, this time I used the teeny tiny cukes from Trader Joe's. So we'll see.
Amazing.
Oh, and we got using the leftover brine. Apparently, you can, any other picklers out there, you can recycle the brine, just reboil it. And I made pickled onions. And this one, I added a little red wine vinegar. Just to make them a little pinker. So we'll see.
Yummy. I'm so excited. I get to reap the profits.
Sure
Thanks,
does.
Jane.
Oh, we can make, like, fried pickles for...
Yeah. For a Super Bowl?
Is that a Super Bowl food? Yeah, right?
Why not? We can make like, yeah.
Yeah.
Or just have some pickles on the side.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm getting some fans tuning in. We got ribs, also a good one, chips and guac, nachos, pigs in a blanket. Ooh, homemade pizza good. Good stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
Zoe, maybe we'll make some.
I'm so excited. Nachos?
Nachos. Yum.
Any...
Our house was on a chili leak last week.
Too much chili in the house.
A lot of chili in the house. We got
We had
excited.
A vat of chili all week.
A vat.
Like,
it was chili
No matter
week.
How much was eaten, it was still a vat.
Yeah, and you had to eat chili for every meal because we had so much.
So we're learning about quantities and food prep and how much prep do we really need.
Yeah.
Do we really want to eat the same thing every day?
Do we?
We're learning. It's just our first semester, guys.
Yeah.
Our first semester.
Zoe, let's tell them about last semester.
Oh, also pigs in a blanket.
Pigs in a blanket. Good one. But
great
okay,
one.
But we didn't talk about Super Bowl desserts.
Oh.
My family always gets, you know, the Carvel cake that's shaped like a football and it's like vanilla, chocolate crunchies, chocolate surrounded on chocolate crunchies.
Amazing. I've honestly never really thought of any Super Bowl desserts.
I guess
like I feel like I'm always
full.
So full from. But like you could do a cookie cake.
I was literally about to say that. That's so Super Bowl.
So Super Bowl.
Yeah.
so Super Bowl because it's good to share. I feel like brownies or like football brownies.
Like shaped in a football?
Yeah.
That's Why cute. Not? Yeah.
Why not?
I would. Like fruit, I guess.
I guess. But like in a fun design.
Yeah. Kind of boring.
Yeah.
Or like hit that.
It's a good one.
Good.
Oh shoot.
Oh, Zoe forgot to log it. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. So, I was distracted by the conversations. So, yeah.
Oh, we're getting a text in. Oh, good morning, Sophie. Our housemate Sophie just woke up, and she suggested a nacho table.
Oh!
Meaning we put tinfoil on our whole kitchen table and pour it with nachos.
That is an amazing idea.
Yeah.
But question, Sophie. You can answer
via
or
text.
Not via text. How do we melt the cheese?
I believe she's typing, but if I were to guess, we'd make like some sort of queso thing on the
So we would just do like a melt. It wouldn't be like melted on the chip.
No.
Or that's
we could
fine.
Do it in little batches and like put them in the oven. But
seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
I think queso is great.
Yeah.
It's a great solution.
So just to fill in our fans, if you were tuning in last semester every hour looking for us, Zoe and I were nowhere to be found on campus.
Nowhere to be found.
It was an empty Tufts, and Zoe was in Amsterdam, studying in Amsterdam, and I was studying in Copenhagen.
Yeah.
And
you might think that they're very close to each other, but they're really not that
close.
Yeah,
you might be like, oh, same vibe, they all bike. But
no.
Honestly, no.
It's different.
And we could have a whole show on the differences.
We probably could.
Not today, because we have so much to get through.
So much. And honestly, I don't really have much Dutch music to play, but...
Oh, we should do a cultural
music
show.
We could do cultural music.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
Just stay tuned. There's a lot of big things coming this semester.
Yeah, but we had a great time, but so happy to be back.
Yes.
We missed our WMFO family.
We really missed this community, and we thank you for staying loyal throughout the whole semester and carrying over and being with us today.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And oh my god, Jane, it's almost 8:30.
Almost 8:30.
You know what that means.
It's time for a big announcement at 8:30. Well, now we have 30 seconds. Should we do a PSA?
Yeah. You want to do one?
Yeah. If anyone forgot, WMFO requires us to do a PSA, and we like to do it during the show, so I'm looking through a big binder right now, and I'm going to choose a good PSA. This is a good one, because it's relevant. 30-second public service announcement. Every nose needs a home. Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585. That's 978-422-8585. Or visit Sterling Shelter, www.sterlingshelter.org. Now,
that's amazing.
Remember, this is a message from WMFO Tufts Radio, a public service announcement. Adopt, don't shop.
I would love to adopt a pet for our house.
I've been saying this. I really want a cat. So, listeners, let us know your thoughts.
Don't tell our landlord, though.
Unless our landlord is listening, we definitely won't do this. But technically, there is no pets allowed in our lease.
But we could also, figure it out.
Yeah, and honestly,
maybe we could convince a friend to get a cat and then take care of it and go over to their house.
No, that's not the same. And like, they don't really do anything. It's such easy maintenance.
I know, but I just hope no one's allergic.
No one's allergic.
All right.
Are you allergic?
I don't think so.
Maybe a little.
Maybe a little. I'm like allergic to everything.
Everyone's a little allergic to everything. Or like anytime you sneeze, I feel like you just like it's just like
yeah. Whatever. We'll figure it out. Oh, yeah. We could always get a hairless cat.
No. Actually, yeah. If the Sterling Animal Shelter, like, every nose needs a home, so we'll take whatever.
All right.
All right, now that you've been staying tuned for our big announcement.
Oh, wow. We're 2 minutes late.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, guys. Let me.
So, big exciting stuff coming our way. We are going to have
a website.
Website is in the works. We are going to start posting a form. Ask us anything. It'll be totally anonymous.
Anything. Like advice. We'd love to hear about what's going on in your life. Anonymous.
Totally anonymous.
So, totally.
We won't even know. It, like, if you're having a problem, you want some advice from two wise gals.
Psych majors.
Yeah. Let us know.
Let us know.
We're also going to be posting some of our tips and tricks. For example, maybe I'll post my pickle recipe, and Zoe will post the commercial she makes for her.
So true.
And
we're going to post some AI stuff.
We're going to dive deeper into that. We'll post our Super Bowl spread, and we'd love a fan forum for you to send us your spreads.
We just really want to, you know, interact with our fans a little more.
Yeah.
We'd love to really get to know you guys.
On our break, while we were playing you music, we asked said ChatGPT AI bot, we host this radio show. We were gone last semester. Now that we're back, we want a way to connect with our community more. What should we do? And it said, like, a list of six things. Make a digital platform. Connect with your users. Network, but...
Make special segments with
guest stars,
podcasts, our own curated playlists that you can access on our website.
Yeah, and we'll archive each show and we'll put that on the website. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned.
It's going to be great.
A lot of exciting stuff. We have a brand coming. Highlights is taking it to the whole another level.
Just you wait. It's going to be crazy, guys. And maybe one day you'll actually learn where the name Highlights comes from.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Flowers again.
Flowers again. Don't worry, guys.
Flowers won, like, 2 Grammys, right? I feel like she went up twice.
Yeah, honestly, it deserves to be played again. Because she won best record and best pop single.
Oh, Zoe explained to me, while we were watching the Grammys, I was like, what? Best record? Didn't they already do that? And she was like, no, they did best song. And I was like, what's the difference? And
so the difference is that best song is for specifically the lyrics, and Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For, won that for the lyrics specifically. But best record is just best, like, overall song, so like best production, best sound engineering, everything that goes into making a song. So it's more about, like, the music and how it's produced. While best song is just about, like, the lyrics. So, yeah, this one for best record, which is really impressive.
Wow. Yeah, that is really impressive. Good song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a good song. And I love Miley.
Yeah. She's great.
Yeah. This was the first song we played, so if you guys missed it, like, we're playing it again.
Yeah, once again, this is Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
And it was her first Grammy.
That's pretty crazy. She's been around for a while. But I guess, like, well, hate to say it, but I feel like Hannah Montana wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't know if she was Grammy.
Bangers.
Yeah.
Probably on that same playlist.
Yeah. But Miley Cyrus has come really far. We're all so proud of her.
Favorite Miley song? Mine's We Can't Stop.
Oh. Yeah. I honestly forgot about that era of her.
Oh, she was so bad. No, like, she was so good. Like, she was batty. She was so good. I love that era of her.
She was so good. Now I'm looking. Wrecking Ball is so iconic.
Yeah. What year was that?
2013.
13? Wow.
Crazy.
Time flies.
She really she's had quite the life. She was so controversial back then.
Mm-hmm. She was so young when she started on Disney to, like, grow up like that. I feel like she's, like, amazing.
She is amazing. She's also very talented, in my opinion. Yeah. I love her voice.
I also love Noah Cyrus.
Yeah.
Wait, July? I love July. And, what's the newer one called? She has a new famous one.
She has...
It's like...
Make Me Cry? So this is Miley Cyrus's younger sister, Noah Cyrus.
Oh yeah, I burned it like
that. Oh yeah.
Okay, yeah. Should we let them listen?
Yeah.
Tune it up.
All right. See you guys in a little bit, or talk to you guys in a little bit.
See.
Guess that's why we stay the same. So tell me to leave. Pack my bags, get on the road. Find someone that loves you better than I do, darling, I know. 'Cause you remind me every day I'm not enough, but I still stay. Feels like a lifetime just trying to get by while we're dying inside. I've done a lot of things wrong, loving you, being one, but I can't move on. You know why I'm afraid of change. Guess that's why we stay the same. So tell me to leave, I'll pack my bags, get on the road. Find someone that loves you better than I do, darling. You remind me every day I'm not enough, but I still stay. If you want me to leave, then tell me to leave, and baby, I'll go.
This is just a quick interlude. It's not Noah Cyrus, so don't be fooled. It's Almost by Hozier.
Nah.
Played from the bedside, still about starlight. There was my heart, the drums that start off night and day. The same kind of music haunts her bedroom. I'm almost me. She's almost you. And I wouldn't know where to start. Sweet music playing in the dark. Be still my foolish heart. Don't ruin this on me. I wouldn't know where to start. Sweet music playing in the dark. Be still my foolish heart. Don't ruin this on me. Tell me who would I be taking them. The number lovers of Duke Ellington. Do I owe each kiss to lip and cheek as soft as chicken sing? Let's get lost and let the good times roll. Let's smoke rings from this paper doll. Blow sweet and thick till every thought of it don't mean a thing. I got some color back. She thinks so too.
dream seems far removed. I get along without you very well some other nights. Lord, the radio news reader chimes, reporting Russian lullabies. She'll turn to me awake and ask, is everything alright? And love.
So, for the next, or I guess the last 14 minutes.
Time flies.
Crazy.
Wow, our first show.
We're going to be playing some songs that we're currently listening to.
On repeat.
Just some recs.
Yeah. Starting up, we got Zoe's On Repeats.
Real Love Baby by Father John Misty.
So vibey. Like, this song is like making pancakes.
Mm-hmm. On a Sunday morning.
All the pals waking up.
It smells good.
You already did all your homework. Nothing to do.
just beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yep. Silver Springs, Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac, and I think it's so cool how Fleetwood Mac had like such a resurgence.
Agreed.
Right? Like they're so
they're
popular.
In these days,
and it's all because that guy with the skateboard.
What do you
remember?
Mean?
Like there was a TikTok of a guy on a skateboard with cranberry juice, listening to a Fleetwood Mac song. I think it was like Chains or something. I don't know. It was like one of the first ones that became popular.
What?
And everyone started doing this trend, and now they've been popular ever since.
The power of TikTok.
The power of TikTok.
Wow.
And this song was so TikTok famous.
Yeah. This one?
Yeah.
Like the live performance of them?
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's so powerful. Let me hear this part, and then we'll talk.
You would not let me.
one of your girls.
Troye Sivan.
Everybody loves you, baby. You should J-mark your face. Lining on the block to be around you. But baby, I'm first in place. Face card, no cash, no credit. Yes, card, don't speak, you said it. Look at you, skip the application interview. Sweet like marabou. Look at you.
Before the song is over, we just want to shout out our friend Nina.
Nina, wake up.
Nina, wake up. It's get ready for school.
We played your favorite song.
She loves Troye Sivan.
Yep.
All right.
And we've got about time for, I'd say, two more.
Yeah, so.
Maybe just one.
Maybe we should say
yeah, should we
bye.
Start to do our wrap-ups?
Yeah, why not? Well, up next is Corin Bailey Rae, Like a Star. So, you know, Jane and I are just so happy to be back.
Yeah, we really miss this. We're excited.
We'll be here every week.
Every week. Not bi-weekly. Weekly. We've graduated to the weekly level.
Mm-hmm.
So, tune in next Wednesday. We'll have lots to discuss about the Super Bowl, our weekend.
Everything going on. And hopefully we'll have some more updates about The website.
Hopefully we will, maybe not, but we might have the form up and running and you guys can ask us anything mm-hmm. by next week. And
so,
yeah, really glad to be back.
Yeah.
Have a great Wednesday, everyone.
And enjoy your weekend. And enjoy the music.
Enjoy the music as we round it out.
That's
highlights.